Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Prime Time from the Superbook Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising. I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by our friends at the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. GaryAshton.com is where you go for your dream address without the stress. The Intel Edge can be found with the Ashton team. Two Rivers Ford, 2023 model year Fords available right now for you to test drive on the lot in Mount Juliet. Go check out all of their great offerings today at Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. Superbook Sports, get in on the action. Championship round coming up next, the NFL divisional round getting ready to wrap up and everything in between. Download the Superbook Sports app today. And TrueMav Fitness, your New Year's resolution starts with a new way to work out and your first workout free as a Middle Tennessee resident at TrueMavFitness.com. So, in the interest of time, there's a lot of this stuff that we haven't covered since Friday, and obviously we carried the press conference on the radio show live for those of you who also listen to the radio show. But the Rand Carthon era, the introductory press conference began in earnest. Mike Vrabel, Amy Adams Strunk, and of course the new GM speaking for the first time. Rand Carthon is in fact in attendance at this 16-12 heading into the final 11 minutes of the game, the fourth quarter between the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. But I think as we look at the situation for Rand Carthon, there's a lot of interesting things that came out of his press conference. And that, I think, is where I would like to start. What was your first impression of the new Titans GM? Let me know in the comments section on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. It's your Two Rivers Ford take. It's made possible by Two Rivers Ford. Two Rivers Ford is where you go for 2023 model year Fords, their award-winning customer service, and a non-commissioned sales staff that's never going to put pressure on you during the course of the car buying experience. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. So, Rand Carthon officially introduced. He was somebody who was very highly regarded. Obviously, his success and the 49ers' success as a result of the work that he's done with that organization since joining them in 2017, I do believe, in some capacity. Obviously, that has brought him now to Tennessee. And so when listening to him talk, there's a couple of different takeaways that I had. One, that he stayed on message. First and foremost, obviously he was not going to give away much under any circumstances. Excuse me, got a little bit of a cough here. Was not going to give away anything under any circumstances about Ryan Tannehill, about Jeffrey Simmons' contract situation. Wouldn't really get into a lot of different things on the current status of the roster. And it doesn't benefit him to do that at all. That's not something Mike Vrabel does. So stayed on message in that element of things. He said that it is possible to build a football team, a championship-winning football team, around a running back like Derrick Henry, which is something that I thought was notable. But I think the thing that stood out the most to me is that he understands what the first priority is. And the first priority is for this general manager is to get on the same page as the head coach and understand what the next evolution of the Tennessee Titans is going to be. That was something that he touched on in his introductory press conference when he talked about building the team in the image of the head coach, Mike Vrabel.
What's out is how hard and how tough this team is, how hard they play. And I think the team has been made in the image of our head coach. You know, Mike is a tough guy. He works hard. I just almost said something else and I saw my kids sitting there. I think the team is built in his image. And what Mike believes in. And like I said before, you know, our core foundation of football comes from the same tree. And I believe in those.
So as you look at the circumstance for Rand Carthon, he obviously understands, you know, who the priorities are. The first question and answer, the exchange that he had was on where he starts as he begins to answer all the different questions that look ahead at this franchise. Like, what is on the priority list for Rand Carthon? And this is the quote: Mike Vrabel is at the top of my to-do list, us working together, forging relationship, and coming up with our plan on how to build this roster. And he goes in, you know, it's several sentences longer, and I'm just reading directly from the press conference transcript. But obviously, all of that stuff is very, very much with what we know the organization has kind of put the emphasis on: collaboration between the front office and the head coach. And so my initial takeaway, I'm going to tell you here in just a second, right after I remind you that primetime is made possible by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. The intel edge you need to succeed can be found at GaryAshton.com. They are the best in the business. They're the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators, of A to Z Sports Prime Time, and of so many other of millions of Middle Tennesseans who have used that intel edge. It helps you sell your home without any showings or staging, find your next home while the market is still hot and you sell your current one, and cash in on your home equity to win the buyer battle right now. GaryAshton.com for all of your real estate needs. Don't sell without the intel that Gary has got. So I think my initial situation, my biggest takeaway is that, all right, this guy, you know, this guy gets it. This guy gets Mike. This guy understands what the, you know, what the chain of command essentially is going to be, even though they wouldn't answer questions on things like, who has final say on roster control? Mike, do you have more contractual say on personnel? They would not get into specifics at all at this stage. Senior Bowl is coming up. So we have this week, and then the following week will be the Senior Bowl. Obviously, the plan is for me to be there right now. So we're excited to head back down to Mobile for a week, and we'll do the primetime show there. I'm hoping to, we'd initially targeted this week to have Rand Carthon on the radio show, but I think the plan is to wait, depending on Rand's schedule, and try and do something at the Senior Bowl when the radio show is down there. So we'll be able to get you better answers to, I think, a lot of the questions, and specifically at a place where, you know, obviously the focus is the draft. And he'll have more time to kind of review things on the roster, so I think he can answer questions in a better fashion that way, or at least we have a better opportunity to get some answers on some of the thoughts that he has at this stage. So as far as Rand Carthon is concerned, I think Titans fans should absolutely be excited. This is somebody who is very, very highly regarded across the league. He's a young, fast-rising executive, 41 years old, coming to Tennessee, and, you know, is coming with the intention, first and foremost, of getting on the same page as the dude who he's going to spend the most time with. That's Mike Vrabel. So let's talk about, let's get into a little more of the press conference. What was your favorite moment, for those of you who watched it live? Your favorite moment of Rand Carthon's intro press conference. Did you have anything that stuck out to you? Maybe an answer in particular that you like? Maybe a particular question that you thought was well posed, even though you guys seem to hate us as a media corps. What was your favorite part of Rand Carthon's introductory press conference? Let me know, and I'll tell you mine momentarily right after I remind you that Superbook Sports is where you wager on all the action this football season, basketball season, hockey season. No matter what season it is, Superbook Sports will always put you in the best position to succeed. Download the Superbook app today, and they'll match your first bet up to $1,000, win or lose. You'll never have more fun with sports wagering than you will at Superbook Sports. Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. And I, listen, guys, I know we're kind of going rapid fire through a lot of these tonight, but given that it's a one-score game in this NFC divisional round between the Niners and the Cowboys, Niners leading and with the ball 16-12, under 8 minutes to play, we figure we try to get you back as soon as possible for this and still be able to have a good conversation about this. Jared asks, Buck, I heard we got the Commanders defensive back coach. Can you confirm? I can, in fact, confirm that, Jared. In fact, I had a DM from Zach Selby, a friend of mine who if I remember correctly, Zach is from the local Middle Tennessee area, but he's the senior, he's the Jimmy Wyatt for the Washington Commanders. He's their senior writer there. And Zach had DM'd me yesterday, said, yo, the Titans secondary and fan base is going to love Chris Harris. Really great teacher, a lot like Kerry Coombs in terms of the energy on the field. He was sprinting down the field and celebrating with his players whenever they get an interception in training camp. He'll fit right in with that staff. So I appreciate Zach for the context. And yes, I can confirm that that hire was made. So that is exciting for Titans fans who are looking for more information on their staff and will likely have an offensive coordinator answer. I can't imagine it would be much further into the week than the end of the week. I can't imagine it takes longer than this week to get the rest of the coaching staff positions figured out. Although they did wait to announce them pretty close to the Senior Bowl last time around. We'll see. I would anticipate that sooner rather than later, though, at this stage, as you're kind of keeping an eye on these things. But the favorite part of Rand Carthon's press conference, Karen says, I liked his sense of humor and his confident yet humble sense confident yet humble demeanor. Will Dodson says, when he said the quarterback position is what gets you hired or fired, that's absolutely so. Very self-aware. So I think that my favorite part of Rand Carthon's press conference actually didn't involve Rand Carthon. Now, I thought Rand had a lot of good answers. And, you know, in a more serious light, we could have that conversation. But I thought Mike Vrabel, you know, Mike's always good in front of a camera. And turns out, when he's not in the middle of seven straight losses, he's actually pretty good at a press conference. And when he was asked about his special teams unit, I thought Mike kind of stole the show, as he tends to do.
Mike, why'd you keep Craig Aukerman on the staff with the special teams issues this season?
Well, I think what special teams, what are you talking about? Let's look at these objectively and let's talk about it.
Punts that were returned throughout the course of the year, leading the league in those punts.
The punts that were returned for
yes.
against so, us or ones we returned?
Well, both, honestly.
Well, we were third in the league in the net punting. We were third. Third in the National Football League in net punting. Third, 44 yards. Okay. So, again, I'm happy to have this conversation, but our punter just set a record. And, again, there were some long, flat punts that got returned. But when you look at it, third in the National Football League in net punting with the number of players that were on our punt team and the number of gunners we went through is pretty good.
Okay, punt return issues.
Yep. We got to find guys. Rand, go find some returners that don't drop the ball.
Rand, go find us some returners that won't drop the ball. Mike Vrabel at his very best. He is too funny. I think as far as Vrabel is concerned, he's obviously very self-aware. He's a challenging person to work with. Rand Carthon seems up to that challenge, and they do have a lot of interesting decisions that they'll make. And now they having made that official, he's been on staff. I believe he signed his contract Tuesday evening, and then on staff or officially announced on Friday. So. Had a couple of days to get acclimated. Obviously, he's in San Francisco for this game. And will, I think at this point, if the Niners win a Super Bowl, Rand Carthon gets a ring. So, rightfully so. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of good years that he spent there. But now, I know Titans fans are looking forward to him getting started on what it is that he might be able to do and build out a staff and kind of move things forward here with the Tennessee Titans. All right. This is a free site, the best thing that I saw on the internet this week, and then we'll get you back in time for Niners and the Cowboys as Brock Purdy scrambles well short of the line to gain on 3rd and 10. It looks like they are will have 4th and about 4, 4th and 3, 3:30 left in the game, clock winding down, and they're going to bring Robbie Gould on for a field goal if you guys are not watching the game, although I'm sure many of you are multitasking, which I appreciate, by the way. 16-12, Robbie Gould 3-for-3 right now. Distance on that I don't have readily available for you, but it's not more than about a 28, 29-yard field goal looks like. And he's good. Okay, so 19-12 is the score. Still a one-score game at this point. the best thing that I saw on the internet this week. Listen, a lot of you guys are sending me the Dennis Daly stuff. I have seen the Dennis Daly thing. Here's what I'll say, okay? Because I didn't interact with it. I had a lot of people send it to me, understandably so, if you don't know what I'm talking about. I would just say, you know, go look it up for yourself. I don't really like to give life to those kind of things because, one, personally, I think there's a special place in hell for people who post DMs. I don't think you should, you know, even if it is something like that, like, yes, it is not a good look, but to do that just for the sake of humiliating somebody on the internet, I think is, I don't like that in principle, even though I'm sure many people got a good laugh out of it. I think it's funny. Beverly says, I guess I haven't seen it. Well, Bev, I don't know what to tell you, but just, you know, go in, prepared, make sure you have a sense of humor, I guess, if, this is something that you are going to pursue. But long story short, you know, tough scene. And I wasn't going to like give more life to that on the internet than the woman that Dennis was interacting with obviously chose to. I don't think that's something you should do. Even as the exchange was very funny. Anyway, so let's move on. Are you going to sneak bussing with the boys in a Radio Row this year since they're a band? You know, I saw that. I actually want to have, I need to call Taylor and Will and have them come on and talk to me about this. In fact, we should do that this week. We'll see if they can't come in studio. Well, maybe we'll see if we can't get the whole squad to come in. They're in Vegas right now. I think Taylor and the annual offensive line trip is going on right now. So we'll see what their situation looks like this week. Because it is funny. The NFL won't let Bussin' with the Boys go do Super Bowl Radio Row because they don't credential Barstool, which is something that, you know, isn't going to change, even though they can make a lot of noise about it and complain about it on the internet for sure and make Roger Goodell look bad. But fumble or incomplete pass. Patrick Mahomes had one of these. Josh Allen today had one of these. And so did Josh Dobbs. Now, Josh Dobbs cost him a game and a chance at the playoffs. Literally a decisive play in the game that could have, could completely have changed. I mean, I don't know necessarily that the Tennessee Titans go on to make the Super Bowl if they get into the playoffs and they beat the Jags in Week 18. But the fumble that was called on Josh Dobbs, where it very much looked like a forward pass, what did not get very was reviewed very, very quickly and called a touchdown on the field, a scoop and score by the other Josh Allen. Mahomes and the Bills' Josh Allen both had moments like this weekend, but it was not called a fumble in ways that were very, very confusing to me.
And back. Boy, Mike Hilton makes big plays, doesn't he?
Yes.
And they've ruled it. They've ruled it on the field.
And back.
Boy, Mike Hilton makes big plays, doesn't he?
Yes.
And they've ruled it. They've ruled it on the field.
If anybody can tell me the difference between what Josh Allen did and what Josh Dobbs did, you know, you're a more discerning person than I am. But I think at this point, you have to kind of just, you know, all you can do is shake your head when you see that if you're a Titans fan and be like, yeah, you know, that is not what they would call consistency in officiating. Anyway, it's going to do it for us tonight. Looking forward to having a great week with you guys. Radio show from 10 to 1 tomorrow. Going to get into a lot of the Titans OC search. Obviously talk a lot about these four divisional round games, a lot of fun football, and we will know the championship contenders for the NFC and the AFC in the coming hours. Less than 3 minutes to play. Have a great rest of your weekend, what remains, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., if not primetime, tomorrow night at about 8. See you guys.
Well, are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.